At this hour, the Water Commission is meeting to talk about what to do about water on the island of Kauai. It's been a hot topic issue here on Oahu, as well as on Maui and now on the Garden Isle. That's a story that HPR reporter Ku'uwehi Hirishi is tracking. She joins us here in the studio with What's at Stake.
Yes, aloha, Catherine. That's right. So the Hawaii Commission on Water Resource Management is meeting today to essentially figure out how much water should be returned to a couple of streams that come from Waialeale, the wettest place on earth.
Yes, it's very wet. I've been there.
Yes, and so that meeting is today. And what's really at stake is basically you've got these irrigation ditches that have been in place for more than 100 years, 140 years in Lihue Plantation's case. And that water has been diverted for that long. And so the streams in which they would have normally or traditionally have flowed from mountain to sea have not been in place for that time. So right now the commission is trying to figure out, okay, how much do we need to put back in there because the diversions are still going on.
Right. And the latest one was for the hydroelectric
That's
dam,
right. So this specific request or what's being talked about now is, so Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, KIUC, over on Kauai uses that water some of those water diversions at Waikoko and off of the North Fork of the Wailua River. So a lot of folks know that place called Blue Hole, a popular tubing spot on Kauai. That's where this water is coming from, and they want to continue diverting water from Waialeale to the a new proposed hydroelectric plant. So they've got five hydroelectric plants already on Kauai right now, and that it contributes about 7.5% of renewable energy or of energy to Kauai residents. And so this new project, which would be around, would produce around 6 megawatts of power, could come online next year if the commission, the Water Commission, decides to continue these diversions at the rate that's being proposed.
Now, here on Oahu and then also on Maui, a lot of the concern about water diversion has been tied to development, is that they fear a lot of that resource then will just go to build homes and for the developers to make money.
That's a very real concern, and that is something that we're seeing across the island state because of that sort of plantation era where, for example, Lihue Plantation, so established in the mid-1800s, they went ahead and built this ditch system to take water from the wettest spot on earth and feed the sugar plantations and their sugar crops. Now, it takes so much water, everyone knows, it's 500 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of sugar. So they were taking enormous amounts of water everywhere across the island chain to feed these sugar plantations. But once the plantation started to fold as early as, the 70s through the 1900s, and I think Lihue Plantation closed in 2000, end of 2000. Once that started to happen, the ditches were still in place. Water was still being used, and county systems and developers, in this case, the utility cooperative, they had all been depending on that water diversion. So now it's a matter of, oh, wait, what should we be doing to, to return some of that water into the stream, but still have it used for things like development or county residents. Over on Maui, that was the big sort of balancing act that the commission had to go through was, okay, Kula and Upper Maui need some of this water. We can't completely take everything out, but we need to restore a good number of this into East Maui, which was the most recent decision by the commission.
Right, and I believe the folks are concerned about what development plans Grow Farms might have.
Grow Farms, yes. So Grow Farms has some of the former Lihue Plantation land, and that's over on the south side of Kauai. They have this initial sort of fact-finding mission that the commission went into earlier this year, and then also last month they went and visited some of the staff for Quorum went to visit some of these diversions and talk to everyone to figure out exactly how much water is being diverted, because that's sort of the unknown for a lot of these places. When the water code came into place in 1987, it was thought that, okay, this is way too much work for us to go and check every single stream in Hawaii and set a standard. Let's kind of just take everything as is, say this is the minimum amount that you need in the stream for now, and as it comes online, as unfortunately as people sue or as developers or utility co-ops like KIUC want more water or want a permanent amount of water diverted, then the commission will make that decision. So with respect to Grove Farms, they are one, they are also diverting water from this particular stream.
I remember Grove Farms led us back up into the area to do an inspection of, I think it was Waita Dam, the reservoir up there. And I was just struck at how powerful it was to look at all this water, because I think it's the largest dam on that island. And it was just amazing, you know. And that was a tour following the breach of the dam.
That's right.
Up at Coloco. And so it was just fascinating to be able to see what else was there on the island and how large that one was. But to see all that water in one place,
exactly.
Very powerful.
This irrigation system for Lihue Plantation that was built is, you're talking about like 51 miles of ditches hauling water every day. So returning some of that to the streams is something that the commission is going to just decide on today.
So do you know what the process is? I mean, will the parties have a chance to appeal if they don't like the decision that comes down?
Yes, so they can go into a contested case hearing if anyone is not happy with the final decision. But once the commission decides, and they've been a lot more proactive, we've seen that on in East Maui and also in West Maui earlier this year. But once the commission decision comes down, that's when KIUC would need to either return some of that water or will continue diverting.
Right. So lots of really important issues to track.
Definitely.
And so you'll be filing some updates, some stories tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks so very much, Kuvehi. That was HPR reporter Kuvehi Hiraishi outlining some of the issues related to the diversion of water on the island of Kauai. To track her stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.